make breakfast. You walk around naked. I might just text you. Turn your phone over when it's all over. No settling down. My texts go to your screen. You know better than that. I come around when you least expect me. I'm sitting at the bar when your glass is empty. You thinking that the song's coming on to text me. I need to be alone like the way you left me. You start calling. You start crying. I come over. I'm inside you. I can't find you. The girl that I once had. But the sex that we have isn't half bad. Texts say that it's not fair. That's cold, boy, he's not here. And I'ma work with this new girl. And I'ma call if it don't work. So we fuck till it comes to conclusions. All the things that we thought we were losing. I'm a ghost and you know this. That's why we broke up in the first place. Cause
I want you to know that I'm ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat. I want you to know whenever you are around. Can't speak, I can't speak.
You heard me, but you don't want the same thing. Well, took and play that game. So I'm chilling with my girlfriend, but she not my real girlfriend. She got a key to my place, but she not my real girlfriend. Stupid, so dummy. Say the wrong thing and wrong girls come running. I'm paranoid that these girls want something from me. And it's hard to make a dime go 100. And my dude freaking out over a worst fate. She on time, but she late for their first date. Cause he went trying out a new condom. Flipped off in a threesome. Good problems, right, wrong. Asking them if she wanna play games. We the Super Smash Brothers, but none of them you. I miss the sex with your kids whenever you're through. 69 is the only tender for two. I was wrong, but would you have listened to you? You were crazy. I got a heart, but the artichokes. It's only thing girls want when you get that smoking like
I want you to know that I'm ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat.
You shouldn't been, and it's fucking awesome.
This starts. What is up, people? Another edition of Just Talking with Sam radio show, Just Talking with Sam podcast. And if you read the tweets, we have to make a little note here. This week we will not have a musical guest. Things happen, but in a clutch, and we call our good friend Marlene.
Plan B.
Yes. Yes.
Plan B.
Really, I don't want to call it Plan B. You're here for two different fronts. For starters, you're here because you had the torturous relationship of being in a room with me and Brandon on this goddamn podcast. And sorry. And if you thought you was gonna get a word in edgewise, that's your fault. That is your fault.
That's terrible. Where is Brandon?
He's away. He's at home. See, your Plan B, like, a lot of times he just show up on the podcast.
I hope he's at home, giving change to homeless
Chris.
People if they need it.
Alright. And this is why, this is another reason why you're here. Cause of this motherfucker not showing up and playing some guitar solos and we talk and ooh and I over this shit. We gonna do something we didn't do in like the last month on this podcast. Answer questions. It's a lot of questions that's been built up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com, but having me, Brandon, and anyone else on the show, we kind of forgot about them. So there's a lot of people.
That's awful.
I don't know if you listened to this show before, but there's a lot of differences from last time. Starters, I'm still drinking. But There's no executive producer.
You need to get one.
No, I have one. It is in the other room, and that's where that person needs to stay. She's a off mic person, which is she does a great job off mic. Great.
Well, let's get started with some questions then.
Let's jump together. Let's talk about you a little bit. It's like you're just like fucking. I don't want to talk about me. And no, but anyway, my wife ruins fucking funny. Like, you can see it in the show. If you listen, there's been times we've been sitting here, we've been ranting, got a little juice in us, and we like, if this motherfucker was, you know, I wouldn't give, everyone's laughing, having a good time. It was like, I wouldn't give this motherfucker a chance if she was dying of cancer. And everyone's laughing like you're laughing. And then she'll just stop it. You know, but all seriousness, cancer is. She was, but in all seriousness, cancer is something we ain't supposed to laugh at. His mom do have cancer. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Then she just dropped the mic. All right, Sam, be funny. How the fuck do I follow that? Realistically, wife aside, how do you follow? Like, I'm funny, but cancer jokes are something you make in the moment.
You really shouldn't make cancer jokes.
See? You doing it too!
No, I'm just saying you really...
You mean to tell me you never heard a funny cancer joke? Alright, dear.
Sure, they were funny.
Alright, dear.
But it's wrong, morally.
I've heard cancer jokes that was funny. I heard a couple of rape jokes that was alright.
I've heard a couple STD jokes.
See?
Funny, but still.
Funny is funny! You can't, at the end of the STD joke, but no, seriousness, everybody, you know, we've all
it's
had fun here.
It's a serious thing.
Like, okay. She said, like, but you say that at the end of the show. She said it like 4 minutes in, but no, seriousness, get yourself checked
like,
out.
Like at the end of TV show.
At the end of TV show, like we get to come back.
You know about domestic violence, and at the end, you know, everybody with their serious faces.
Yeah, that's when you show up. But like, really, if, depending on how hard you got hit, that makes it funny. It's an equation. Tragedy plus times equals hilarious.
And just while we're on the subject of domestic violence, just to answer your question
Jesus.
On Twitter, I actually burned my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody did.
Hey, whatever, man.
I actually burned my arm.
I remember our the tweet conversation. A lot of this show is off the show via Twitter, via either social media, and hey, I wasn't gonna bring it up. Maybe you like it rough. I don't know. It's not my business to know.
Be completely clear. I'm single. Not happily single, but
what
I'm single.
What the fuck? Nobody
nobody is beating on me, okay? I bumped into the pipe in the basement and it happened to be hot and I burned my arm. That's it.
What did you just threw yourself out there, hey? I'm single. I'm not happily single. If anybody can make me happy. What did you just turn this into? Now, like, people are going to email me. Hey, what's her number, dog?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm going to get, like, shitload of followers. Excuse me. You're going to get a shitload of followers. Hey, dog, what's up? Just, what the heck?
I'm just saying.
This
could be, like, black people meet. .com/
I don't
want
show. I don't want black people meet on my show. I don't want no type of people meet on my show. I just want people. See, you see how she come in, just all the comedy in the room just stop. She said, I want to be involved. Yeah, it does smell like liquor. It's podcast time. But anyway, thank you for helping me out. And quite honestly, I said this off mic. I said on mic. I like having you around. And you... guesting on this podcast is a cheap way to hang out with you without actually hanging out with you.
So it took you about roughly...
I've been doing this podcast for almost 2 years.
I mean, it took you roughly to realize, about 18 years maybe that you liked having me around.
It's different when we lived on the same block. Then I saw a lot of you and I could just point and laugh from my own house. Now that you're away, I can't... I live in a weird neighborhood. It's real racially divided around here. You got your blacks, you got your whites, you got some.
You live maybe 10 blocks away now.
I know, but it's a whole different world. It's like some type of Spanish down the street. I don't know. They some type of Rican. And they just...
That is so racist.
But you laugh, so you laugh, so you're just as bad as me.
That is so racist.
But they got, it's different shit around here. And like, the white kids go, and they skateboard down the street. It is so weird over here. And not seeing you and pointing and laughing because, you know, it's, So, nice to have you on the show.
It's like you saying you got...
Take the goddamn whatever. Compliment!
No, I'm just saying, it's like you saying you got Mexicans down here, you got white kids skateboarding, like what, you got black people picking cotton over here? Like,
no,
is
that- no, believe it or not, a lot of the black people don't do, well, I do stay close to fucking Popeyes and churches.
We're not gonna bring churches up, okay? But Popeyes, look, acknowledge Popeyes, okay?
I don't acknowledge Popeyes and or churches on this show. We all know who pays the bills around here. And if you don't know, we're gonna find out. But just get the shit out of the way. Now, before we jump in some questions that people send at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And I hope we could answer some of these questions in a timely fashion. Because we have ignored these motherfuckers for over a month.
You have.
Okay. Why? I have.
You gotta be the bad guy.
But you gonna help me. Oh, I'm always bad guy. You don't listen to this motherfucker. I am the bad guy every show. But one thing I want to throw out. When you're not trying to be a bad guy. Or when you are the bad guy. Let's get this shit out of the way. When you are the bad guy. Buy your lady some IVI scents. Hey, don't.
Like shining armor.
Knight in Shining Armor, they got some new shit for Christmas. Hold on, let me look at the page. They got sugar scrub and birthday cake bath bottle. And believe it or not, since it's Christmas, Knight in Shining Armor went down. They got the like top five. Peppermint Kiss Soap is number one at this point. So, peppermint holidays. So, yeah. Buy yourself some IVI scents. Tweeter, IVI scents at Twitter, and she gave you $5. She gave me $5. I'm not going to use it. I gave it to Tasha. But anyway, she can use it. She can buy some Knight in Shining Armor, that shit I just read. IVI scents. It's for the ladies. So now that we got that out of the way.
You got to sing it. Sing it.
Oh, God damn.
Sing it.
See, this is why we need Frank here for the guitar.
Come on. Sing it.
This is for the ladies. I can't hit that high note like Brandon. I'm sorry. You ain't getting that. You getting some... Anthony Hamilton version soul for me.
You're like a mix between Fergie and Jesus.
I need like a downbeat of soul. Just this is for the ladies.
Okay, enough with that. Get
but
to the
men
question.
Can use it
no,
too.
No, just cut it. Just cut it.
If you's a man please. And you like to wash up,
please.
Yeah. Why can't you? Oh,
no, just get to the questions.
Wow. We got a lot of questions, and people didn't wash up using their IVI scents. Ow.
You're like a starving artist or something.
I'm not, well, yeah. Yeah. Alright. Now we can move on to a shitload of questions that I have ignored. If you look, there's a lot of questions that just plain not answered.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's productive. We had Brandon on. And depending on the type of guest we have, we just don't have time for it. But now that you're here, we can answer some shit. There's another one.
Come on, let's
go. All right, let's just go before this list gets... All right, now, it's going to sound incredibly sexist, but I can tell by who writes the question, if they're a man or woman without looking. Usually men questions are like, two senses. I need this. I got this. Women like to give you like their life story. No bullshit.
No.
Random question. I'm going to just answer.
You can't say that.
Okay.
Because if you have a man that's really in tune with, you know, women, he may, you know, the situation might be swapped.
Oh, you don't listen to this show. Just let me know.
Okay,
you're
come on. Come on with the question.
You're Russian? Really? You had somewhere to be tonight. Let's be honest with ourselves here. You just said you didn't have a man on the fight.
No.
You were just like, I don't have a man. Not by choice. Not necessarily by choice. It was God's choice. And I don't want to argue God's plan here, but, you know, maybe you should give a little clarity on why I don't have a man.
Can we answer the question?
All right. First one coming up from Well, I just read his name. It's short. First one from Steve. Steve says, my chick accused me of having a work wife. What's a work wife, and how do I know I got one? Yeah, you know what a work wife is? Steve, let me tell you what a work wife is. What a work wife is, Steve, is when you at work, and there's somebody you close to, just so happen to be a member of the opposite sex. Y'all not doing nothing. Nothing outside the confines of work, but someone you share jokes with, a lot of inside jokes. They maybe know your habits. They the ones who get you coffee. Or you get them coffee. Or you help them out. That's a work wife. Now that you know, how do you know when you got one? I don't know how to answer that.
Hell, right. I don't either.
I thought I had a work wife, but I don't, because that would make him a dude, and that would the confines of, I'm a Google work wife, and the confines of a work wife would be him. So I'm like, nah, I don't. I got a dude. I got a bruh. I got a dude. You got a work wife?
Why would she even accuse him?
See, what? See, you're asking too much.
You
answer the question that's given to you. Alright, why would you accuse her of having a work wife? Jealousy.
No, but I mean, what has he done? Does he come home and it's like, oh, well, me and such talked about this?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Alright, when you
that's
come
just, home. That's just her co-worker.
That's cool.
Right.
Like, I don't have a lot of cool people where I work. I don't. I used to. I really did. But these motherfuckers got smart and went other places. So, I'm stuck there. Work wifeless. So, yeah, that's pretty much how you know you got one, man. Yeah.
She probably has a work husband.
That goes around. You got a work husband?
No.
Damn, you alone on both fronts. Ain't that a bitch? Is it like, I just
started a new job, so I have
So you still playing the field for your work husband.
Right.
Any prospects? Is it Earl the janitor?
Earl?
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck you work with.
Earl, though. Seriously?
Earl. What does his name has to be the clear work husband status?
No, I'm just saying, but
what you got against Earls?
Really? Earls? Leroy's. I don't like Leroy's either.
God damn it. What is Earl? Earl can have a good heart. He can have a good heart. He's Earl.
No.
They made a show about Earl. No. All right. Fine. You a goddamn Earl. All right. Next one. See, it's a dude. All the dude.
Just read the question.
From a dude. Here's how I know a dude wrote this. Because it's short. Even though his name doesn't say it right there. It's an email. Anyway, Fred writes, Sam, I got a New Year's Eve party, but I got no date. Looking at your direction. Sorry. But I got no date. How can I pick up a girl so I won't be the only one there stag? That's easy. Alright, here we go. Right here. Swagger Coach. This is, yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's how we gonna do this, right here. We Swagger Coach right now. We're gonna put your name on it. Alright, now we have reached the Swagger Coach section of what's happening on Just Talk With Sam show. Alright, quick answer, Fred. Quickest way to get a girl, talk about another one. Boom, Swagger Coach.
Talk about another one!
Y'all all hate each other!
No.
All women hate each other.
No, that's
okay.
Not true.
All right. Now, you ain't got to name names. But off the top of your head, is it two bitches right now you could think of that you wouldn't be surprised, you wouldn't be let down if they just got stabbed? Alright then.
No, cause that would be wrong. No matter how much I dislike them,
I didn't ask that question. I asked, can you think of two people right now? Alright then. Your silence says it all. So Fred, the best way to get a woman, talk about another one. It's easy. Alright. Fine. woman without a man.
Oh,
sorry.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Okay, who's your guy? Who's your celebrity, your dreamboat that you think about? Like, ah, it'd be nice if we went on a date. Who's your guy? Celebrity, it could be a singer. It could be a guy, who's not?
Taylor Lautner.
Who the fuck is that?
Jacob from Twilight.
Oh, the wolf boy. Alright, so the wolf boy, hear me out. Now, here's my logic. The wolf boy spent, what, three, four movies, for him it's three, right?
No, he was in the end of the first one. So for four movies,
this dude is chasing after a girl. So his love for this girl makes you want him.
No.
Book closed.
No.
I feel good about that one.
His love for Bella does not make me want him.
Okay.
The fact that he's just hot makes me want him, okay?
So his love for Bella does not help in any way, no, shape, possible.
No, because it pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a liar!
I think I'm telling the truth.
No, I just...
You're a liar!
I know you are! I know you are!
I'm not!
You're lying!
I'm not!
Dude, like, okay. Every singer that women fawn over. Who's y'all guy? A singer, entertainer, something. They all singing about women, and then when y'all find out they singing about a man, y'all don't want them. The best way.
If they're singing about a man, they don't want us.
True, but but the best. Look, Fred. The best way to get a woman is talk about another one.
No, the best way to get a woman is just to be yourself. You don't want, but what approach is he gonna take? I was dating this girl.
No, he gotta come in. Hey, how you doing? And then I've done it. I'm not gonna lie to you. Am I?
Every girl is not the same.
Swagger coach. I'm coaching swag. So anyway,
Fred, just approach a girl that you have some type of interest in.
No. See, he needs one by New Year's Eve.
Is he trying to get one at the party?
Apparently, he's just trying to get one to go to the party. So if he goes, he got 2 weeks. He needs to be moving now.
Get on Black People Meet.
Oh, there you go. We don't know if he's, well, it doesn't matter.
It's white guys on Black People Meet.
It's white guys and Swagger Coat.
Christian Mingles.
You know, those would be the dirtiest girls. I'm not gonna throw that. Christian Mingles. You know what? She right on this. You got Swagger Coaching style. It's some freaks on Christian Mingles, dog. So yeah. And then when you do that, talk about another female. Just bring it up casually. Don't just be like, well, this girl do this. You're like, hey, what you like about her? You're like, and then your girl always, what you mean what I like about her? No, how'd you carry yourself? What about this? Blah, blah, blah. You gotta be smooth with it. Swagger Coach. I wish I had a button that just said Swagger Coach. Cause I will press the hell out of that. Believe it or not, I will edit this show and we will have a Swagger Coach button by the time I, Swagger Coach.
Good grief.
Why are you hating on the Swagger Coach?
Next question.
I'm calling this episode Swagger Coach.
Next.
Cause we helping people.
Next question.
This is like speed round question. Alright. Here we go. This is how I know this is from a woman. Would you like to know? Cause it's like 8 pages.
Can you just read it?
Oh god damn it. Here we go. Strap in. It said, why am I really single? Is it me or bad luck? Sam, this is long, but advice would be appreciated. See it? Strap in. Alright. It starts, oh god damn, it starts off horrible. It says, so I'm getting to the point in my life where I'm starting to wonder if it's something about me that keeps me single or if it's simply bad luck. If it's something about me, I want to improve, so if you're going to answer my question, you're going to have to be honest. No problem with that! Let me get some of this honest juice in me, and we'll go from there.
No, but seriously, like, you can't be honest with her as to telling her if it's something wrong.
I don't know her!
You don't know her, that's what I'm saying.
Alright, one more sip of honest juice. You can have some too. You got your own. Alright, I'm a 20-year-old female. what the fuck did I say? I knew it! It's so long! She didn't leave a name.
Can you...
Just based on the list!
Just but finish anyway, it.
I'm a 20-year-old female with very little experience. Well, hell, I know a guy who did...
Just
from the previous
it.
Letter...
Read
we
it!
We could solve both these motherfuckers' problems. Alright, but anyway. 20-year-old female with very little experience. I am a virgin. I only had one official fling, which occurred when I was 16. You may think 20 is young, and it is, but most people have had more experience than me at this point. I am going to college and everything, but I really don't care about just hooking up with people. Plus, I think it would be weird for your first time to be hooking up. All right, I'll just keep going because that's a lie. I'm not looking for those type of experiences. Lie number two. I want fairly serious relationship. I'm not saying it has to be marriage material relationship, but I definitely want a relationship where there's commitment involved. I long for security and closeness of a relationship, and I'm not proved by any means. Here we go. Nor am I willing till marriage. I just haven't had a serious relationship yet. See, right here, you think the letter's over. I don't think I should be completely hopeless because I have attracted 4 guys in the last year who wanted to date me, but I didn't want to date any of them for various reasons. One guy I didn't want to date because he is very loud and overwhelming. The other two because I felt no attraction or chemistry, and the other because of distance. Note that this is long. She gave me the whole backstory. No, I went on one date with each one of them, but it didn't go further than that. Oh God. I don't know if I'm too picky or not for rejecting guys. The only must of my list is fairly good amount of intelligence, able to keep deep conversation with kinds of things, kindness, trustworthy, and yes, good looks. That doesn't mean models, but it means
just cut it there. Like,
there's more! There's like 2 more pages!
No, but what I'm saying is...
I can answer this! I'm sorry, go ahead. Swagger coach! Come on, announce yourself!
Shut up!
Say it one time, say swagger coach.
No!
You answer a question.
No, with all seriousness, we looking at this like, really want a relationship, or do you want it because you see what people around you are doing? And like, you want these guys to offer all this stuff. What are you bringing to the table? Like, do you bring intelligence to the table? Can you, you know, have deep intellectual conversation? What are you bringing to the table? You would never.
I feel good about that. Here's why I feel good about that. Because if I said that shit, I'm evil. But I'm glad you gave the female version of what I was going to say.
And in all honesty, if you're 20 and you're still a virgin, sweetheart, keep it. It's not what is cracked up.
Well, you've been going this long.
Just keep it. Like, it's not what it's cracked up to be. It's not based on
she didn't give
bad luck that you don't have anybody. It's just, you know, when it happens, it happens. And it's not going to happen to you quickly if you're looking for it.
All right, you ready for me to answer?
I'm just saying.
You ready for me to answer? Because y'all ain't better like what I'm finna say. She didn't leave a name. Apparently, she wanted to be anonymous, which is okay, because I don't want people pointing at you when I say this. She wants to be a hoe. Hear me out! Hear me out! Like, because she keep going back there. I'm a virgin, but I've been dating these, and I'll give it away, but I want to keep it, but I want to... She's a threat. She wanna unleash her wholeness for one guy.
Usually late bloomers are.
So she really, really wants to be a hoe. But she don't wanna be called a hoe. She want all the hoe experiences without actually being labeled hoe. She want her cake and eat it too. Cause she was like, yeah, looks are important, but they're not that important. You know, and she keep going back to the well about the virgin. She really, 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 and this is just Swagger Coach talking. This is me. I'm Swagger Coach. Swagger Coach, we see it. And let me tell you something. If you, there's a time and a place for everything. It's called college. Now,
don't bring up that whole experiment.
I'm not saying she gotta be gay. I'm saying you get 4 years to have a pass on, and you can just blame it on dumb shit. Do you know, I wasn't shit for 4 years. All four of those years consecutively, I was in college. Now, I lied to people constantly and said I was doing shit, but I wasn't. I was really drunk. And you see how that spilled over into a successful podcasting career.
And you drink it like it's water.
And it turned into a successful podcasting career. Now, her wholeness could take her places. It could. She got
take her places she don't want to be later on.
Look, she got the fancy book learning stuff because she's going to college. But who's to say if, you know, that job interview shows up at that major firm downtown and give a couple of winks? That wholeness, take your places. You mean to tell me, hold on, before you judge, you mean to tell me at one time in your life you didn't use your femininity to get you somewhere you wasn't supposed to be?
No, I didn't.
You're a liar!
I put that on everything. I didn't.
Why?
Why?
I'm just saying, like,
because eventually, once you get there, it's not worth it.
It's not. Okay. Have you had the opportunity to use your feminine? Not say like, hey, if you do this, I'll do this. You just give a little. Well, you don't wink. Shit, do you have?
Excuse me?
I love you like places, but I don't think you have the femininity tools.
Excuse me?
That's a yes or no question. Do you have them? I don't want to see them.
What are you saying?
I'm just,
of course I have them.
Not, like, the wink. Like, she can give the wink and the...
You don't know what she can give. You don't know who she is.
She is anonymous. But I'm just saying, all I'm saying is her wholeness could take her places.
Like, can you wink at a woman without looking like you're having a seizure?
No.
Okay.
That's why I need to be funny. A lot of these are drunk jokes that I learned in college.
Can we move on to the next? Stop looking forward for it. You know, keep your legs closed. It ain't worth it. And
I disagree.
It'll come when it comes, okay? Just stop looking for it, okay?
It comes when it comes? You want to rephrase that?
Love comes when it comes, okay?
She ain't looking for love.
She's looking for a whole lot of stuff in that. Okay?
It is a lot. It's like 8 pages, that fucking letter, but it's... Okay, hear me out. Anonymous, you can email the show again. Homeless Chris did it.
Be a hoe for a week.
You ain't gotta give it up, but just give a lot of people dry balls or blue balls. Just see where it takes you. She may get a couple of. She apparently used it 4 times to get like 4 fucking free dinners. So apparently she's no stranger to using hoedis.
You can't say she used hoedis to get free 4 dinners.
Can you honestly say to me she paid for that shit?
If a guy sees something that he likes and he wants to take a girl out,
I have paid for many dinners.
And he pays for it, that's on him. You wanted to take her out, naturally the guy pays for the dinner, so.
She's done it 4 times. That's what her letter said.
Can we move on to the next
question? Her hoedis got us some red lobster.
Can we move on to the next question?
Fine. Her hoedis did get us some red
lobster.
Whatever. Or wherever they went. Fine.
Sorry if that didn't fully answer your question.
I think it did. Think it really answered her question.
Okay, move on to the next question.
Alright, fine. Here we go. We finna go from a guy. Short, sweet.
We get the point. Can you just read the question?
This was from Art. Art writes, "There's an annoying fat black woman at my job that won't shut up." First sentence.
Wow.
She's loud, Rue, and I want to say something to her, but I don't want her getting all sister girl on me. Wow. Okay, that's mildly racist, but it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
It is funny, though. Do you have any tips on how I could get her to shut up? Ah, man. You go first. I don't want... Since that racial thing hits you hard, these are my fans. One of these motherfuckers may tweet you for a date.
Oh, Miss
throwing out you single at the beginning of the show.
I mean, but seriously, did you have to put
fat black woman fat?
Like,
yes.
Really? We don't need to know what color she is.
Actually,
okay?
I'm glad he did it.
Why?
Because fat black woman, a loud fat black woman, is, you call it racist if you want, but is far more annoying than a fat white woman.
How do you figure?
Because there's more, like, a fat white woman who's annoying, you can shut her up by looking like, oh, this motherfucker.
Now, it's funny you say that.
But fat black women, there's a lot of pointing.
No, that's not fair.
It's a total general statement.
You can't, you know, pinpoint a person's attitude by their color. No, you can get a fat Caucasian woman that acts black that will get all sister girl on you, and you have a fat black woman
so
that can be very conservative about it and not get all sister girl on you. You know that. Just because you're black and big don't mean you're gonna get all irate and belligerent.
But just because
you're white and fat does not mean you're gonna be all, okay, if you tell me I'm being loud, I'm just gonna be quiet.
No, but if you want to get loud and belligerent, you are. His fat black
woman. I mean, well, tell her to shut the fuck up then, okay?
But wow! This is... I'm going the other way. I want to disagree with you. Wow. See, he's trying not to get... What do you think is going to happen? Second, he just, excuse me, ma'am, could you please shut the fuck up? He's going to get all that sister girl he don't want. But here's...
I was going to say something very racist, but I will not.
Okay, fine.
But I'm not going to say that.
It's on sister radio.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, fine. But all I'm saying is...
redneckish on her, you know?
Yep.
Hillbilly and, you know, get your shotgun, you know.
Bam!
Do all of that, you know?
Have a Toby Keith record playing in the back. Bam, I'm going to have to ask you to bring your 10 to a 2. Just break it down a notch. But I was going to say this. She shouldn't have to shut up. Because, believe it or not, dog, need her. Every job needs a fat, black, loud woman. For two reasons. One, you can't fire them. There's no fucking way you can fire a fat, black, loud woman. I don't know how, you just can't. I've tried. Secondly, that woman saves your ass, like... Personally, I have a fat, black, loud woman at my job. And she is fat, black, and loud all week. But I love her for 2 hours on Friday. Because when they try to get you to come in on the weekend, she the first one. Oh, hell no! You trying to get us to come in on the weekend? You gotta pay us double, triple overtime if you got us coming in on this weekend, cause I read the charter. Section B of the guidelines said, if I come in on the second or third Saturday of a month during the pay period, you have to pay us for that and the next time. See, she gets into this thing and they're like, you know what, Rakonda? You know what?
Rakonda?
That's not her real name.
Oh.
We don't use real names. We may. I don't know. But anyway, Rakonda, you know what? Y'all don't have to come in. See, you need that woman. So, you just gotta grin and bear it. You just gotta grin and bear it because, alright, she may save your redneck ass, man. She may! Okay. So you don't have a fat, black, loud woman at your job. You don't have to name names. This is a yes or no question. Everyone got one. You can't fire them.
Not yet.
Oh, you getting one? And when you get one, text me immediately because that lady has a job for life. You can't fire that. You can't. Hell no. What the hell you mean? And then you just kind of back off. Only place I never seen a fat black. I think I've seen it at every job everywhere except one place that I love them because they still discriminate. I love them because they still discriminate. You want to know what this place is?
What?
Starbucks. Starbucks.
You know, it's funny you should say that because the employees as well as the customers. I went into Starbucks on Mac and Maros, I think. In Grand
Okay, Grand. I know what you're talking about.
Walked in there and I was the only colored thing in there.
Oh, let me get you something. They still discriminate. But it's not, I've seen a couple of black people like peppered in Starbucks
maybe
behind the counter.
In the hood, maybe at
Starbucks in the hood.
Maybe at Eastland.
Not even at Eastland. I've seen black people, but they not. Starbucks discriminate. They don't hire nosy people and they don't hire hood people. Why? Because they're smart. Because if you hire nosy people, if you hired a nosy hood person, I would hate. I like who they hire. They hire people who don't give a fuck about you. All they do, oh, you want this? All right, whatever. And they get the iPod. They get you whatever you wanted. They give me my little cranberry bullshit bar. You know, the cranberry. Anyway, the tart bar. They give you that, my coffee, and they go right back to not giving a fuck about you. It is beautiful. I go to Starbucks with you right after this show just to prove my fucking point. The level of not give a fuck about you is astounding. I wish I had that. Cause they get back, they play on their iPod, they play on their iPhone, and they back doing whatever, and they don't care. But if you hire a nosy hood person at Starbucks, your experience will be so different. What do you see when you go to Starbucks? You just order your stuff, they give it to you, and you just walk away, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pay them and walk away. See, if you hire hood people, you get those same people from McDonald's. You get those same people from Burger King. Order something. Like, let's pretend we at Starbucks. Order something right now. Go ahead.
I want a grande strawberry and cream frappuccino.
What the? Oh, hold on. Whoa, dog. Whoa, dog. That's too much, dog. Hey.
It's one thing. I gave you the size of what I want.
It's 8 in the morning. What you need to be woke for? Why you need this coffee? Why you need to be up, nigga? Why you need to be up? Why you need to be woke, dog?
You know what? Enough with this racist
crap. See, that's exactly what you will get, though.
Next question.
That's exactly what you would get.
You know, they say black people are the most racist people in the world.
Oh, we are.
We are.
Oh, but.
Next question.
Oh, but that's what you get,
though.
Next
question.
See, look at you. You don't want to acknowledge the black people
next
at Starbucks no more.
You
just like, Sam making a good point, man.
No, I'm not saying that. All right. Either.
All right, fine. Because it hurts your soul to say I've had a good point. Just admit it.
You don't have a good point.
Fine, whatever. All right.
No, I don't want to hear if it's a man or a woman.
This is a woman.
Just read
Hold
the
on,
question.
This is one of those rare times a woman fits on the page. All right, this one comes from Leah. Leah writes, about 3 times a week, I go to my favorite Chinese food. Excuse me, I go to my favorite Chinese restaurant, and a waiter gives... Shit, if I could read, that'd be great. And the waiter keeps giving me the cold shoulder. I say hello to him and try to strike up a conversation every time, but I get nothing. Is there anything I could do to make him talk? I'm gonna tell you something, Leah. No.
I deal
Asians,
with it every day. If they don't want to talk to you, they're
not
gonna talk to you.
But I see where she coming from. I see where she coming from. She just, like, if I go to your restaurant 3 times a week and I see you, if I go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right? If I see you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, by like the second, third time I repeat this cycle, I don't say what's up to you. Hey, man, what's going on? How you doing? See, she went to a Chinese restaurant. So let me tell you something about Asians. Asians are robots. they have no fucking personality. No bullshit. They are good at their job. They are the best. Like, alright. No, real talk. You go to Glowtone, right? I know we naming a lot of shit in our neighborhood, but Glowtone cleaners.
No.
Why not? Right? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. On 7 Mile in Westphalia, if you go right next to the liquor store, there's a...
Yeah.
Alright, Sue works there. Sue is the best fucking cleaner every... Oh my god, I've had some shit in my clothes where
shit?
I...
Shit? Like,
well,
real
well
shit?
Not real shit, but like, oh. I've had like stains, I was like, alright, well, I gotta buy a new whole new shirt. You take it to the cleaners and you just kinda gamble. She got it out! She's had like, a lot, like, best cleaners, everything comes back. Press comes back within the hour. Like, when they say an hour, they fucking mean an hour. Your shit is ready. Pressed and ready to go. Sue, I've been going there for over 10 years. Still has no idea my name. I go there every Tuesday.
Does she speak to you?
No! Asians are robots! They have no personality.
Not all of them.
Okay.
I
generally
work with
speaking,
a few Asians. I actually spoke to one today. And she was happy to see me, and she doesn't even know me, and she spoke back.
Like, when I go deal with Sue, it's just, she knows my last name. That's it. Which is totally arbitrary because your last name, because my mom has the same last name. Our whole family use Sue because Sue is very great at cleaning clothes. Can't hold a fucking conversation with her from years. I'm like, I walk in and I try to be cheery. Hey, Sue, how you doing? Hello, McClain. That's it. There's no, and like she try to smile. It's the saddest shit in the world.
Look like her face hurts.
And like she like, that's her joking. She'll kick out. It's like, so you got your clothes. That's it. That's all you get. And I'm just like, fuck. But up the street, like we had it. Like I got tired of Sue bullshit. Real talk. When I moved over here, I was like, we got another cleaners up the street. They're, I don't know what they are. They cut with something. They white, but they cut with something. It's some type, something European. It's not just regular old John Cougar, Mellencamp, Lizard, white. It's like, it's something European over there. Maybe some type of Russian. There's an Irish thing going on. There's something else, cause they got like red hair.
Let me cut you off. Uh-huh. You realize this is why we can't get through a whole lot of questions, because each question you answer.
Sorry.
You give this
Sorry.
Fabricated
Sorry.
Story.
Sorry. But I get, this is how I help people. But anyway, they cut with something. Hell of a personality. The girl was talking and me and her talking at the, while she washed my clothes. Still had fucking spaghetti stains on them and shit. So I gotta go to the Asians. Like they good at what they do. And I understand your beef with the whole, with the whole Chinese food restaurant, because I got so sick of the Chinese food place up the street. If I knew how to make my own fucking beef and broccoli, I wouldn't go.
Or maybe she could ask them. Like,
you can't do it.
Yes, you can. Like,
they are robots.
She could just ask them. Like, look, every time I come in here, I speak to you, all right, and you say nothing.
Here's what I want you to do. Asian people don't have personalities. They're good at what they do. They're good at trades or whatever. And here's how I know they're. If I had a business, I would hire an Asian person, because one, they're good at what they do, and they will fucking die for your ass. Like, every 7-Eleven convenience store that's owned by an Asian is like, if you paid for something and the bill came up to like $11.92 and you gave them $11.90, your ass ain't sliding. They not gonna have a take a penny, leave a penny jar. Fuck that. You need to come up with 2 pennies now, or I'm keeping it. That's why you see Asians getting shot. Every convenience store is shooting.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking.
There you go. Every convenience store is shooting.
Hurry up
and
buy.
is Asians getting, cause they will fucking die over your shit. Alright, if it was, alright. Here it is.
Next question.
No, fuck that. We'll stay on Asians for a minute. Like, here it is. Like, if you had an Asian dude, let me break it down. Let me break it down by the races. It's a store robbery. And you have a black dude. Dude come in, give me all your money. Look down at the floor. He's like, dog, take what you need. I ain't see your face. Whatever. Now, black woman. Hey, take what you need. She may give you like a little bit of, don't do it. You know, cry a little bit, but other than that, take what you need. White dude would try to do that Charles Brunt, like try to punk you, like, and try to like fight it off. Like, white dude would be like, you really robbing me, man? Alright, fine. White woman, probably the same shit. Black girls, she probably cry a little bit more and like close up and call the cops immediately. Asian dude, you fighting that motherfucker. You gonna have to shoot him. You gonna have to shoot him. It's not gonna be a, I didn't see your face or nothing. But here's what's even crazier. Asian woman, you gonna have to kill her. You gonna have to kill, you can't just, you won't just take a bullet.
It's funny you gonna have to say that. It's funny you should say that.
Why?
My sophomore year in high school, I worked at a beauty supplies clothing. The one on Gratiot.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know you to chime in.
Well, it was just me and one of the Asian owners there that day. And this young black guy came in and decided he was going to rob us.
Okay.
Me, I was just going to give him whatever. But luckily, that day I was not at the register.
Okay.
The Asian owner was. When he pointed the gun at her, asking her for the money, she got an attitude and threw it.
There you go! There you go! So that's what I'm saying. They don't have great personalities. Shit,
and when he chased her behind the counter with the gun, she like closed the register back. Me?
You gonna have to kill her!
Me? He looked at me, he was like, how you open it? Politely, you ain't about to shoot me over somebody else's money, so here, you push that button, take what you want, okay?
You were fired immediately, what?
No, I was not. I still had to work that day, they wouldn't even close the store.
There you go! Gun
at me!
Asians will fight for their, that's why if I had a business.
Somebody cut our power wires. And we still had to come to work that day working in the dark.
Asians, dude. I'm telling you, if I had a company, I'm hiring Asians. That's just how it is.
Next question. Come on, one more question.
Like, so, shit, we didn't even help her. We just talked about our own Asian stories.
Ask him what his problem is.
All right, Leah. Yeah, ask her what her problem is, but don't really expect a lot. It's an Asian person. They will fucking die over their shit. Shit, their last name ain't 11.
Look.
And she almost died.
Another question, okay? But
her last name ain't 11, motherfucker.
Read another question.
I don't want to read another long one from a female.
Let me see.
Wrong about it.
Let me see.
I'll pick one. There's some. Why do you hate Asians and just keep want to move through questions?
Because you're spending like a whole hour on one.
But we help people.
If you were really helping people, some of these questions would have been answered already.
We're helping people.
Boom. Now.
Really? We're not helping people?
Come on.
Fine.
Let me pick it, okay?
No. Just, you gotta be cool. See, that's why you here. Cause this is a hang. We really don't answer questions. We went a month without answering questions. And today,
but if people didn't really want them answered, they wouldn't email you questions.
We were so swagger they really coaches. Okay. You gotta abuse the power a little bit.
Let me see the phone.
No. You gotta abuse the power a little bit. Be a swagger coach.
No.
Why can't you be a swagger coach?
Can we?
That's my question for you. Answer that. Why can't you be a swagger coach?
Because I want to answer some more questions.
We got... Alright, fine. We're almost at the hour mark. Miss, I want to answer as many questions as possible, and I want to help people. Do you really want to help people?
Come on.
I really don't think you want to help
come on,
people.
Can...
I really think you just...
My God! Will you just ask?
Fine.
Like, we
got one more.
Two more.
No, we ain't got like half an hour left. Let's face it. I'm gonna talk.
You gonna spend a half an hour?
I'm pretty sure. I got more to say about Asians. Alright, fine. Answer one from a dude. So it's quick.
Do you have to keep elaborating?
Yeah, I do.
What gender they are.
Yep. Alright, next one from Paul. Paul writes, hey Sam, I'm trying. Here we go. I like this one because I see where you're going already.
Can't you just read it?
I'm trying to get my girl in the mood, but she likes drinking wine. I don't drink wine. I'm a guy.
I drink
hard liquor, but she feels as though if we're both drinking the same thing, then we will. Okay, I don't find like sounding crass. Achieve the same mood. How do I get her to drink when I'm drinking, or am I stuck drinking wine?
That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You know, people have asked us dumber questions.
No, not saying it's dumb on his part for asking.
Yeah.
It's dumb on her part for thinking if they drink the same thing, their moods will be the same. That's just like somebody saying, okay, if I eat a lot of berries, will I be like Halle Berry? No, stupid. You'll just eat a lot of berries. Let her drink her dumbass wine. You drink your hard-ass liquor. At the end, she'll be wet, you'll be hard, and boom, 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 y'all do it.
I learned a lot about you this episode.
I'm just saying that that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's like, that's a kid's remark to a situation. Oh, if we drink the same thing, the mood will be the same. No, you'll just have one pissed off person because they can't drink what they want to drink, and another person that's going to get mad because this person is pissed off because they can't drink what they want to drink.
Here's why I like you, because not only did you take what I was going to say, because I was about to say that, and I would be evil, but since it coming out of a, like, girl's voice, it somehow is less offensive. Sort of like if you wrote, you know, if you could, you ever wrote somebody a letter, but had it in all lowercase, and it was less offensive?
No.
Okay, fine. That's what it is. That's just what happened. I'm going to text you right now, but it's all going to be a lowercase. It's still going to be offensive, but it's going to be a lowercase. I'm texting right now.
What was his name, Paul?
Yep.
Paul, drink your hard liquor. Put your foot down. Tell her if you...
Put your name on it! Be a man!
I'm gonna drink the wine, you drink the wine, but it's not gonna get me in the mood any faster, okay? So, you wanna drink your hard liquor, that's what you're gonna drink, okay? She can't tell you what's gonna go down your throat and into your stomach, okay?
Do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Drink your hard liquor.
Do me a favor. I know you're getting, just like my man said, I know you're getting all sister girl right now. Do me a favor. Will you cuss him out again? Because I know you got more. Could you end it with Swagger Coach?
No!
End it! Swagger Coach!
No!
Okay, I just texted you. It's all the little letters.
That's still very offensive.
But it's in little letters!
So what? It's offensive.
It's less offensive if I wrote it in big letters.
It's the same.
No, it isn't. Alright, people. Test this out. Write something in all caps. And they write the same thing in all little letters.
That's just stupid.
Believe it. Hold on. I'm going to try it one more time while we're on the air. And I want to thank you for coming out and helping us out here on the Just Talk with Sam show. I do. I really do. Thank you, because I learned a lot about you today.
What did you learn about me?
I learned you don't like Asians.
I did not say that.
I learned that, sister girl. I learned that you go from conservative to racist within 6 seconds.
What did I say that was racist?
I know you like Starbucks. I know. I learned a lot. See, this is why you need to come back more often, because we learned a lot here. We do. You learned a lot about me. Sort of. Not really.
Can we do another question?
You already? No. But here's what we can do. We can't talk about the goodness that is Kenny Rogers Roasters. Shut up, they paid us. You ever had Kenny Rogers Roasters? I have, and it's amazing. Having that roasted chicken. And if I was around Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California, next to the Nathans.
This is Detroit, Michigan, though.
Shut up. I'll go to Kenny Rogers Roses. And I'll have me some of that. Well, they don't have 11 herbs and spices. Like
they
some
have it in
do.
The frozen food section?
Actually, they do. I'm glad you bought it. You wouldn't even try, was you? They do have Kenny Rogers Roses frozen food. But they do have Kenny Rogers Roses in frozen food section. But I like mine hot at the Ontario Bills Ball in Ontario, California.
Have you ever been there?
I haven't been to that one. I went to the... Funny story, I went to the one in Miami, and I was trapped in the airport with a good friend of mine. And the only thing that kept us from punching each other in the face is eating Kenny Rogers Roses. No bullshit. That is a real story. I had him on the show. We were so pissed at each other because he thinks I made us lose the flight. I think he made us lose the fight. And we were sitting next to, the only thing that stopped us from beating the shit out of each other is eating a Kenny Rogers chicken sandwich and laughing at our like coworker who was wearing one of those gay Ed Hardy shirts. You know the one with the dragon that's like flying through the...
I'm not a big fan of Ed Hardy.
No one is! He makes gay shirts! But you know where you can't get Ed Hardy? Kenny Rogers Roses. What you can get is some roasted chicken. Not fried. Not broiled. But roasted. Roasted chicken. So Kenny Rogers Roses. Tell them Sam sent you.
Alrighty.
Well, that's pretty much my show. For another week. See? You got to do another podcast. No one said that much bad things about you. We all found out that you were slightly racist. You have your own problems with...
Excuse me. I'm slightly racist. I love Asians. I love Mexicans. I love whites. I love blacks. I love Hispanics. I love...
Puerto Ricans are one in there.
I love them all, okay? I love everybody. Unless you piss me off, then I don't like you. I don't care what color you are.
Okay.
But I love everybody, okay?
But what about Asians?
I love them all. And I don't think you guys are robots, okay? Sam.
Most of y'all. No bullshit. Most of y'all are robots. Emotionless robots. Some cool ones. I met some cool ones. Who can have a conversation, the more Americanized... But like Sue, hell no, Sue's a fucking robot.
Sue, I think next time.
Okay, get your clothes done. We will go tomorrow. I ain't got shit to do. I will dirty up some clothes.
I'm going to church tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
I know.
Wow, maybe you should go. You know, after how bad you talked about Asians and
whatever. It's called balance, okay.
Oh, don't do that balance shit. I used to do that.
It's called balance.
So you do the balance where for every good thing, you try to do a bad thing?
No.
I used to do
I'm
that.
Saying balance. You should never be too holy.
That, what? You should never be, so like, alright, so tonight you have to stab someone. I'm going to church tomorrow.
No. let's put it like this. This is a very good example.
Okay.
God is perfect, right? Well, yeah. Jesus is perfect.
So God isn't perfect. God isn't perfect. Jesus is.
Can you point out?
Okay.
Jesus is perfect, right? But in the Bible, you know, Jesus had to get in good with man, regular people. So the party he went to when he turned the water into wine.
It was a wedding. I remember reading it.
Whatever. Okay. So, you know, he was perfect in God's eyes, but he was in good with man.
I see what
you're
doing.
So you have to have balance. You can read the Bible and everything.
You are riding both sides of the fence.
You're supposed to have balance. You can't be around people and then people don't want to be around you because, oh, she's too holy.
I know what you're doing.
She's not human anymore.
I get what you're saying. Since you're going to church tomorrow, I can hang out with Sam tonight because we all know I'm going to lose a piece of myself.
No, I'm Sam Balance, okay?
We also learned that you're single. We're learning so much about you. We learned that you're single, not by choice. Well, not by your choice. And you may have a couple Twitter followers after this.
All you always say that and I never get Twitter followers.
Because you're smart. You're smart not to give your Twitter address on this show. Because
you gave it the last time.
I did, but you know, I don't think a lot of motherfuckers know how to spell LaNice. I really don't think they do.
LaNice. Just like a niece.
See, I wouldn't spell it.
I'm just saying. Ayla and then niece.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't spell it, cause you throwing it out there. I need a man! At the beginning of the
show. No.
You didn't say it strong. You didn't say
I just
You
said
didn't get all Tyler Perry on me. See, that's just sad. If you came to me, well, you know, I need a man. And, you know, like, the first 10 minutes of every fucking thing he's ever made. Everything he's ever made, the first 10 minutes is some woman needs a man.
Or they're always angry and bitter.
They're always angry. They are. So if I learn one thing from Tyler Perry, get away from angry women. Stay away from fat black women who yell. Stay away from them. But they'll keep you from working on Saturday. You mean a fat black woman didn't stop you from working Saturday?
No.
She will. And you can't fire her. And I think that's it. But I don't know how to end this fucking show. I don't know how to end it. So, I guess you can hit us up. If we will eventually answer your questions at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. We will, and we'll bring her back as many times as we have to. Or you could tweet me at SamShow11, and I may or may not give her number out to
That's
people.
That's the gayest Twitter name I've ever heard.
What, SamShow11?
So bland.
SamShow11?
It's so bland.
Thank you, executive producer, the other room for that one. but you know, like, I'm stuck with it because of this shit. So, alright, so SamShow11 at Twitter. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com. We will try to answer as many questions we can unless we have guests. Preferably one with a guitar who can come in and do some musical shit.
The hell with the guitar.
And not.
You lost your chance.
No, oh fuck that. No, he's back. And she said that shit. We'll be back next week, probably with musical guests. You know, there's a lot of rappers I just kicked off the show. Not kicked off, but I'm just kind of like pushing them back.
Why?
Because I want instruments. This DNA ain't that
so
small.
So you're discriminating against?
Look, I can throw a rock.
And who's racist?
I've already covered I'm racist. But I can throw a rock and hit a rapper. But every so often you want a little instrument. You know, you want a little.
Guitars are boring.
Okay, keyboardist. Motherfucker play the drums. I don't care. You act like it's so hard to get on this fucking show.
I'm just saying. Apparently not.
No, it isn't!
Especially if you're plan B.
You're not plan B. You're plan two. And you're not a plan B. See, we got a chance to bond. You don't understand the bond that's happening here?
You and me and bond should never be used in the same sentence.
Okay. See, that's why I gotta kick you out as soon as you leave. We bond! You're racist!
I'm not!
It's slightly a drunk. Well, you're not on my level, but you're slightly there!
What do you mean a drunk?
Come on.
I did not have an alcoholic
No,
beverage.
You didn't, but come on, you wanted to, and you had to drive home.
No.
Well, but either way, you're racist.
I'm not.
You're racist!
I didn't say anything remotely racist.
Unless it
was in regards to that guy that just had to put emphasis on the fact that he was working with a fat black woman.
But he is working with a fat black woman. So, alright, shit! We really need to end this show because there's no way of ending it. JustTalkWithSamShow@gmail.com. You can probably find her on my Twitter page and SamShow11 at Twitter. I will see y'all next week.
And I'm not racist.